Now, everyone's been talking about the form of Port Adelaide. They're sitting top and how well they're going, Roo. But last night, a bit of an accident at training. They've been injury-free, the Power, but a late head clash between Alira and Charlie Dixon. Apparently, both will have tests this morning. So let's hope they're okay because both very important. And the other one is
have they got concussion? Or?
Well, they're just saying they'll have tests this morning to determine if they're fit to play this weekend.
Okay.
But it's fair to say they've been injury-free, haven't they?
They've had a good run. They've only really had Rosie and Pow Pepper, and there's someone else that I've forgotten about. Jones did his hamstring.
Yeah. Travis Boak, also a hamstring strain. So, again, hopefully they're saying hopefully it's not a tear. They're going to give him scans today. So, yeah, just a couple of issues for Port Adelaide ahead of that game against the West Coast Eagles.
Well, they wouldn't want to take any risk with them. So, just going back, Port Adelaide, you're saying, what are you saying there? You got concussion from a bump last night.
No, there's no mention of concussion. Well, it says there was a head clash. That's all it says. Okay. Alira and Charlie Dixon.
All right. We'll wait and see what happens there. Hey, what is happening with that Port Adelaide one, Ditz? Can you go back to it again? Because it's too big a news. You've just glossed over it like they're going to be fine.
No. I'm saying, I'm concerned because I said injury-free. Yes, we did have the Connor Rosie situation,
Charlie Dixon and Alira
have clashed heads at training. It said late in training. They'll undergo tests this morning to determine if they are fit to play this weekend.
And Travis
Boak with a hamstring.
April Fool's Day!
You asshole. Oh, that's really funny. You moron. Oh, very good. Very good. How childish can you possibly be?
They're fit, poor fans. They're fun.
You wanker. Ken Hinckley, if you're listening, I really apologise for this. I'm really, really sorry.
Drove off the road on the way to work. They're all fine. They'll dominate over there. They're fully fit.
I hope you get thrashed by the Gold Coast Suns. I hope you lose by 20 goals tomorrow.
Oh, you are a sucker, Ditz. You took that hook, line, and sinker. I had a cockle on the hook, and you went... why haven't we got the sport
room? Sean Maynard. Wait till I see you. He writes all this.
Have you got the sport room?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's happening at Oakbank?
Nah, stick it. You run your own show now.
No.
Have you had any weird calls this week?
Yes.
Bloody Alice. You'd think she's just a good little girl and she looks after, makes us toast in the morning and... But she's a naughty little girl, Ditz. Mm. She's arranged something.
Is this the phone call I got about? Can Nina have your phone number? Is this... you are no bull. I'm gonna say you are a bitch. This is terrible what you've done. This is so bad what you've done.
Oh no! I have not heard this, Ditz, but I cannot contain my laughter. Ladies and gentlemen, you know how
it says here on this quickly on the whiteboard here that says what's on our show.
It says Roo's kids story.
I know Roo's got a story about his kids.
We had a couple of good ones of those throughout the year.
Clearly, it's not about your kids.
No, it's not. It's about you, Ditz. Everyone out there knows how Ditz loves or hates, I should say. Ditz hates reality TV. He thinks that normal TV is stuffed. Well, let's just sit back and enjoy the next few minutes, please.
This is unfair.
Has this been legal, Rach?
Hello.
Hello, is that Chris?
Yes.
Oh, g'day, Chris. My name is Tony Nankervis from Channel 10 in Sydney. How are you, mate?
Very good, thank you.
That's good. I hope I haven't caught you at a bad time. It's just a very exciting call, actually. I don't know if you're interested in this, but we have got some work going on next year's big slate show, the Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and we thought to give you a call because we've done some good research and I think you're going to be a perfect fit. What do you think about that show?
Is this a joke or not?
Sorry? it's one of our big ticket items and I think you'll fit in really nicely because... if I can give you a bit of a background, last year we had some really big success with the big opinionated characters, the ones who can really bring out the best of everyone. And what we've heard on the radio and what we've heard through the grapevine is that you'd be a great fit for that. We'd love to sort of give you an audition or sort of to bring you in, but ideally just to get you on the show.
So what's the process? What do we need to do from here?
Right, the process. Well, first of all, we want to make sure that this stays confidential, obviously, between yourself and me, because we're looking at casting. We would probably send down some people to come and have a chat with you, maybe do a couple of screen tests. If you're happy with all that, we just get going, give you a schedule for next year. You'd probably have to keep it confidential until you speak to your employer.
So require? How long are you away for and all of that sort of thing?
Well, that's the great part. I thought if we could see how far your commitment can go. I mean, if you could go the whole length, we'd love that. If would you be keen on that?
Look, I'll be honest with you, I don't know anything about it. I mean, I know what the show is, but I haven't really watched it. I don't know what sort of commitment there is, to be honest.
Well, there are many interesting things we're doing this year, actually. We're going to be bringing in... See, I'm sorry to toe in the line here. I don't want to tell you too much, but I also want to get you interested. Really, we've got some great challenges, physical challenges this year. The idea is to get you interacting with the names that are getting involved. And we have an American celebrity this year. I should have mentioned this up front. She is... Let that slip. She'll bring in the crowds, this one, and I think... if you're watching, yeah. Is there anything you won't do on TV?
Bloody hell, I don't know. God, what an open question. Probably nudity.
There is a little bit of nudity, just so that I'm up front with you, just if I'm open and honest. Probably just from the shirt up, though, like nothing below the belt.
No, that's fine. No, I don't know. Look, I've always... You know, probably animals scare the shit out of me a bit, really. Snakes and things like that, which I think there's probably been a bit of that along the way, but I don't know.
But we look after you in that regard. I mean, if you're, petrified of, I am too, don't worry. But we make sure the place is fairly secure. Some of those things are between you and me, just sort of stage. I actually think this whole exercise, if we're willing to go through it, is going to be great for your profile on the national level. I'm sure we know you're popular in South Australia, but I think there's a wider audience for you, and that'll come through on the show.
So what will be the next step then?
So the next step is if I can take at least a sort of tentative tick off you, they'll get in contact with Nina down in Adelaide, and I think next step from there is we hook up a time in the next couple of weeks before Christmas, really. We want to get this going.
All right.
Sounds good to me. Are you excited about that?
I'm nervous, apprehensive, and probably scared, to be honest. I don't know. I really don't know.
What I'm actually, I was thinking, I had it sort of jotted down in my notes. I thought you might ask about money, but you haven't asked. It must mean you're passionate about it.
I think let's sort other things out first, I reckon. Yes. We'll get there.
Well, Chris, I really thank you for your time. I really appreciate the call. I'll get in touch with Nina now. Very excited. We'll look forward to having that conversation with you shortly.
All right. Thanks, mate. Growing so. Thanks.
Thank you, mate. See you.
Yeah.
Who was that, Blake? He was very good. Who is that? Who is he?
That's a guy called Mina from sales.
Was it here that works here?
Yeah.
That bastard. Wait, why don't he's always
Didn't
been a nice
you
bloke.
Turn quick. I hate I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here. What a garbage show. I've never watched that rubbish.
Listen,
you
sit
were
there,
on.
Ball dust.
You were halfway in
why
the
show. Why didn't
jungle?
I ask for money?
Because you wanted to be on there so much.
So anyway, after I hung up, I rang Kate. I said, now, you're not allowed to tell one person. You cannot tell anyone about this. You know what she said to me? She goes, that's got Tex Walker written all over it, you idiot. Straight away. I said, no, it hasn't. I said, this bloke was really, he's very convincing. He rang from Sydney. She's gone, you're an idiot, Tex Walker. It was actually Alice the Wag. You wait.
No, it was actually Rue's idea. What? I'm not copying all this. It was Rue's idea.
It was not.
How come? Why, when I needed to get Tex during the year, you had no ideas? I said, brainstorm for me. I need to get Tex, but you came up with nothing.
God, you were down in the dumps yesterday. Your bottom lip was on the ground. You were giving nothing. You didn't give a stuff about the show.
And
I was
thanks
surprised
for your
you
help.
Even rocked up.
Thanks for your sympathy, too.
Oh, I felt like giving it to you yesterday, but you know what? I love you too much, Dits. I couldn't do it. But after 3 hours of you crying and whinging and, not wanting to talk about the Crows and, whinging about umpiring decisions and, Koshy did the right thing. He's firing them up. I thought, stuff this. I rang Alice and I said, let's prank Dits. We've got to stitch him up. So what we decided to
kick
do.
Kick me when I'm down.
Well, you needed a bit of a kick and you needed to snap out of it. And so we rang Lee Simon. Now, he is the head of football on Triple M. He's based in Melbourne. He's a big wig.
He's our big boss.
And when Lee calls, you listen to Lee. So we got Lee to give Dits a call, and this is how it went.
Hello.
Hey, Dits.
Yeah.
Lee Simon.
Okay, Lee, how are you?
Probably a little bit better than you are at the moment. I'm kind of used to my beloveds having absolutely nothing to do with September, but how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I've taken all the knives out of the kitchen and...
Oh, God. Stay away from sharp objects and stuff.
That's right. Yeah. Great game, though.
Mate, it was a great game, and I thought you and BT called the living daylights out of it. I thought you were just on song for the first part of the broadcast anyway. And then, Jesus, mate. I don't know if you've had a chance to have a listen back, but it became pretty evident really early in the first quarter that a little bit of your soul disappeared, mate. And I'm not saying you were barracking, but you could tell that your shoulders had dropped a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What, you didn't think so?
No, and I'll be honest, all night I kept talking up West Coast Eagles, and even in the aftermatch I kept saying how brilliant they were.
Maybe I'm just reading between the lines, mate, but it was evident to me that you were just sort of saying it for the sake of saying it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well... I apologise. Honestly, I didn't feel it. I thought we were, trying to call it as best as possible. But
I've never questioned your professionalism in my life, and I'm not going to start it now. But no, I thought Saturday night you actually let your colours show through a little bit. And even this morning, Fitzy and I were doing a monitor because we're a bit concerned about Mick Molloy in Melbourne. But obviously with the Tigers getting up. But listening to you and Rue this morning as well, just thought. Jesus, you're almost phoning it in.
Yeah. All right.
You don't think so?
No, I'm happy to. I'm listening to your feedback. I didn't think it at the time, I must admit. But look, if it sounds that way, then it does. I take that on board for sure.
Okay.
No problem.
And, obviously we're looking ahead. Obviously there's a game over there very soon as well, and we really need to evaluate who we're going to be putting on air for it. And, unless we can play it straight up and down the line, mate, it's going to be a bit of a concern. We might have to look at somebody else.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Jeez, you're taking it well.
I've got to. I am a Port person. I don't want to be accused of being biased or barracking or whatever. So
yeah, but
I try my best not to.
Yeah, and mate, everyone knows you're a Port person, but you normally don't make it that evident when you're calling the game.
Have you got any examples?
Mate, best thing, listen from about the 10-minute mark of the first quarter when it was evident the Port were in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
No worries.
Mate, hey, not a capital offence, but just a bit disappointing, especially from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Noel, thanks for the feedback. I'll have a listen and look into it
and take it on board. Yeah.
Yeah. No worries.
And while you're at it, why don't you give Rusciuto a clip for setting me up to do this one with you?
Oh, f***.
What a f***. You can't say that.
You had me going. I owe you.
I've got to be real careful all going right. forward, don't I? Good on you, mate.
Thanks, mate.
All the best.
Mate.
See ya.
Oh, you took it so nicely.
No, don't worry. I was burning inside. I was thinking, he had me. I will tell you now, absolutely 1,000,000% had me.
Yeah, I couldn't believe you didn't fire up. You just got too much respect for Lee.
Well, trying to keep my job. Yeah.
Here at Triple M, we have pranked Chris Dittmar once.
Is there anything you won't do on TV?
Bloody hell, I don't know. What an open question. Probably nudity.
Twice.
2 weeks ago when I had all these Chinese massage parlors ringing me up.
Three times.
Mate, all that was just a prank. Who put me up to that?
Oh, bullshit.
In fact, we've lost count.
April Fool's Day.
You arsehole.
We must be due for another prank.
Oh, must be.
Must be, Jew. Yeah. So you need some gym equipment, so we thought we'd try and get you some for nothing, Dits.
Hello.
Hi, is this Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Gemma here from Australian Gym Equipment. How are you going?
Oh, Gemma, how are you? Sorry I haven't called you. I honestly totally forgot. Alice just rang me then. I'm sorry. I haven't been avoiding you, I promise you.
No, that's totally fine. Look, I'm just happy to get the opportunity to chat to you this afternoon or this morning, sorry.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I've been speaking to Alice and the sales team there, and basically, we'd love your help in getting exposure with our gym equipment. We're really trying to get into the SA market, and obviously, you're building a gym, so we thought, as a fan of Triple M and you guys in the morning, I thought, let's reach out. And super happy that you've accepted the call. Now, is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, it is. But I've got most things because I don't just want to take, you know, grab anything for the sake of it. So I've got a bike and a stepper. There's my wife, she will use it as well. We've got a bike and a stepper. I've got one of those little multi-gym things. I've got a slam ball thing that you use. There's a couple of free weights, you know. So we've sort of got a bit of stuff.
We're happy to gift you a 10K voucher, essentially, to use on any gear that you want. Now, a friend of mine actually knows Robert Crouch. I don't actually know who that person is, but he said that you used to be a bit of a weapon on that Versa climber. So we can do something like that if that's what you're interested in. But like I said, a 10K voucher. Huge fan. So what we'd want in exchange is obviously a bit of promo on the M's, some Instagram videos and socials of you actually using it, if that's something you can offer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's why don't I come and see you then, and we'll discuss how we can do it and what we'll do.
We're actually based in Melbourne, so we'd probably do Zoom chat if that works well. But we do have a activewear range as well. Is that something that we can gift you and your wife so that when you're in the videos, you can wear it? Now, what colour?
Sure.
What colour would you like?
I think do you have
we could do port
navy
colours.
Blue and black port colours.
Yeah, blue, perfect blue. Now you've got blue eyes, don't you? That'll look nice. That'd suit you.
I'm no model. No model, for God's sake.
The key to our gym gear, we do have smart technology as well with watches that syncs to machines, and so we can actually see you training. But now this, I don't mean to be awkward, but with our gym gear, we do want to see some progression, if that makes sense. Yeah. So we're happy to build a plan for you, and then we want to see, we want to see like before and after shots, if that's something that you can offer too.
Yeah, fantastic. That'll give us something to, you know, try and achieve and whatever. That'd be great.
Yeah,
that'd
and we great. Can assist. We can assist with a personal trainer. We can definitely assist with a personal trainer too. It's really important that all of this is on Triple M socials and as many plugs as you can get on air, just because we are supplying this stuff. And obviously we'll use the images of you, but we just need to know that you're committed to losing weight.
Yep, definitely.
And look, if you think, I'm super excited that you're going to be our brand ambassador / influencer. I think it's going to be super awesome. Now, do you know who the owners are?
No.
Of Australian Gym? I think you've met them. Their names are Alice, Matt, Sam, and Mel.
You're dead. Alice.
You'll be right, dude. You look good in those pork colours.
The before and after photos.
Yeah, very good.
Are you committed to losing weight?
You hesitated.
Is that Caitlin?
No.
Who is it?
Bella.
It's Bella.
You, Bella. Very good. Very good. Very good.
All right. Yeah. Get to that gym, Dits.
Off.
It'll never, ever, ever happen again, It'll never happen again. That is the last one. And we've only done 10.
I've just seen here on the screen, make sure you thank Bella. Bella? You got to be joking.
No, good on you, Bella.
Bella, who works down at Never Never these days. She used to work with us. She's doing a great job down there at the gin distillery. I'll be going to the gin distillery before I go to the gym. The one thing I want to comment during that is I've made promises that I just couldn't possibly keep. Like, you can advertise on Triple M for sure. I'll do that for you.
As long as I get 10 go with you.
It's not even my call. What was I thinking there?
Yeah, yesterday we were very, very, very lucky to get the AFL CEO on, Gil McLachlan, and we knew we were getting him on the day before because we get warned by the AFL. And I said to Dits, just don't pick a fight with him. Don't whinge about the rules and don't go on about the good old days and carry on like a
fossil.
Oh, what am I going to say? How's your family been?
No, well, you always whinge and whinge. He comes on here and all you do is just barrel him all the time. Let's have a little listen to the garbage you rolled out yesterday.
On the deliberate out of bounds, which is what I think you're referring to.
Yes.
There will be mistakes. If it slews off the side of the boot, then it's not deliberate, and the umpires have made mistakes.
Yeah, but one minute you can go to the boundary, but then 30 seconds later you can't. This is the problem, and I would ask why. This is my gripe with it. Why do it? Because...
Do you think I don't get much feedback?
Well, then why are you defending it then?
Because I think the rule is good, and it's made a positive impact on the game.
It's a crap rule.
The occasional mistake. I reckon if you kept me around six... You might have had a case. Not now. I think they've worked it out.
Do you know,
players
Gil?
Know what the rule is, and I reckon it's not the issue it was. And before...
every week. We talked about it on the week. Do you listen to ABC? Well, this is Triple M here. We're actually modern and up with the modern standards of the game.
What about that song you played before? There's nothing
modern
about it.
You got me there. All right. You win that argument, but...
Oh, speak over him. We're lucky to have him. Why don't you run the AFL?
I'm the champion for the people, Roo. I'm giving him feedback. All the fans are saying.
You're a stubborn old squash player is what you are. So anyway, you always have blues with people. So we thought we'd stitch up yesterday because your wife had a guts full of it. She texted embarrassed about it. So we got James Patterson, our general manager, to summons you to his office, and he had a bit of a chat. And then we got the head boss from Melbourne to also get involved. And funnily enough, you've had a blue with him before as well.
What's his name again?
Fitzy.
Righto.
So this is how it all unfolded.
Hey, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
All right, good.
Hey, I've found out you've caused an uproar with this Gil McLaughlin stuff this morning. Are you across this?
No.
Right. Because apparently you've gone a bit hard on him this morning, I think, and he's got the shits in a massive way and threw a big tantrum afterwards.
He what?
Threw a big tantrum afterwards.
Bullshit.
No, he's got the
shits. Nah, you're winding me up.
No, he's got the shits. He refused to go on Eddie's show and do a Hall of Fame, you know, chat on there with them. So Fitzy's fuming. Fitzy's listened back to the audio now, and he's also heard that you've bagged the music. So he's
did I what?
Bagged our music, apparently, as well.
Oh,
f***. Are you across that? Do you remember that or not?
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard the whole segment. I'm just got the phone of Fitzy, and he was fuming. And Fitzy's threatening to pull Mick Malloy because Gil's got the on the Triple M network everywhere now.
You've got to be joking.
So, I don't know, mate. It's blowing up at 100 miles an hour at the moment.
Oh, well, I'm stunned. I thought the segment with Gil was fine. And he didn't seem to have the shits when he hung up with us.
You don't think you badgered him?
Yeah.
Because he seemed to get the shits that there was a persistent line of questioning which he thought was, you know, very basic and not relevant.
Fair enough. Righto.
So, I don't know. Fitzy, particularly around the music side of things as well, mate, because apparently Gil bagged the music or made a joke, and then you've jumped in and started reinforcing music, and that's a bugbear for Fitzy from previous conversations. Is that what happened or not?
Yep. But I wasn't bagging.
What'd you
say? I was having a gag with him. He said something about I can't believe you just played. We welcomed him on, and he said, hang on, before you go any further, I can't believe you've just played that song. And I said, yeah, well, I'm with you. I can't either, or something. That was about as it got.
Okay.
And then later on, I said, stay with us. We're going to play Nat King Cole for you next. Because he was bagging an old song or something.
Right, okay. Yeah, Nat King Cole was probably not on brand for me, yeah. Strive. That's not the one I'll be using, Dits, just quietly. Okay, so what do we do with Fitzy, mate, and Gil? Because Gil, he's got royally with us. And he's threatening to... There's a couple of things on the table at a national level at the moment around AFL rights and opportunities that he's threatening to pull now, apparently, as well.
Well, now I do think you're winding me up because there's nothing on the table about our radio rights.
No, not AFL rights as such. It's a national opportunity to partner with women.
Yeah, very good.
Sorry,
you didn't have me going.
I've just had Alice. I had Alice doing faces in the background. I just couldn't hold it when she. That's right. I lost track then. Well done, Dids. Thanks for playing, though, Dids.
Mate, you got to pick easier targets.
Oh, Mato thought it was hilarious. This target, he liked it. That was funny. Well done. No, all good.
Oh, this is harassment.
It's harassment. Oh, do it.
Very good. Very good.
It was worth a try. Good work.
That is, geez, you must be busy at work, you lot.
It's a busy day. It's all about content.
Well, Dits, right. That was pretty good. How long, seriously, you were in for a while? You were
No, yeah, I must admit, you know, there were times I thought, oh, hang on, he is. At first, I thought, no, he's winding me up.
Yeah,
but then, as you do, I thought, oh, hang on.
There's some sort of.
But then,
challenge.
As soon as you went to the AFL rights, because we've stitched it up for the next 10 years, right. And I thought, AFL rights, you're kidding. What are you on about? So anyway, but well done. No, it's good fun.
Hey, a bit of banter.
Just have eyes in the back of your head, all you lot here.
Yeah, right. I had nothing to do with that. Oh, I didn't, Dits.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm on your side.
Yeah.
Except when you whinge about the rules every I had this Seagull last night at the Hall of Fame. He yelled at me across the table. You got any more things to whinge about?
Good. Good. So it's getting through
then. I
said
it was only Dits. It wasn't me. And he just started laughing.
We're a team.
We were. Did you get a phone call yesterday out of the blue?
I don't know. From who?
I don't know. Just feel there might have been a little stitch-up happened yesterday, and don't know if you've realised yet, but...
I obviously haven't.
Let's just have a listen to Alice. She's got a little bit of something to say.
Do you remember, Dits, when you pranked me about doing a McGarry photo shoot?
Yes.
Well, I actually got the same guy to call you yesterday. Because
right.
You're flying to Hong Kong next week with your wife.
Yes.
So we got someone to offer you.
That's terrible.
He called.
That's terrible.
He's pretended he's from Phil Hoffman and that he has one business class ticket.
Oh, no.
And we wanted to see if you would be tempted and to leave Kate, your wife, in economy and take the business class.
Ah, well, I might have passed this test, I think.
Well, let's just have a listen.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. My name's Steve Lidstra. I'm calling from Phil Hoffman Travel. How are you?
Steve, good, thank you.
Just wanted to give you a call and firstly let you know we are very, very excited for the Hong Kong trip.
Yep, beautiful.
Yep, hope you're looking forward to it as well. And you're bringing your lovely wife, Kate, is coming along as well.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic news. No, that's great. Look, I'm ringing with some good news, I hope. I've spoken to Cathay Pacific. And I've actually been able to score a business class suite, actually more so than a seat. They're suites. They're absolutely fantastic. I don't know if you've seen the Cathay Pacific ones.
No,
mate, they're gorgeous. So I've been able to score one of those. Unfortunately, it is just the one, though I did try to get two. So obviously you and the wife could still sit together, but it is a pretty full flight. So I've got one business class thing. Can I assume you would be interested in accepting that upgrade?
Look, I would, but I just wonder if maybe I should... Look, I really, really appreciate it, but I probably should sit with everyone, I think. I don't know, especially my wife. I don't know. I think I might... as I said, please don't think I'm not grateful. But
I understand.
I probably should sit with everyone, I reckon.
Look, you're a better man than I. I know I'd be up the front straight away. Don't worry. Look,
yeah.
One thing I can say on those flights, and I know you've been on a million planes before, but you would be very free to accept the business seat and sort of spend a bit of time wandering back and forth and still talking to everybody and checking in on the wife. You could perhaps even, if you wanted to, you know, you could do half and half with her.
Yep. All right. Well, why don't we do that?
Okay, no worries. So I'll put you down. I'll say you're a definite yes for sitting up the pointy end.
Yep.
Do you think you will? Are you looking at starting the flight in business, then switching with her, or would you go the other way around, do you think?
Other way around, I reckon.
Okay, who likes a drink more out of the two of you?
Well, that's probably me, but...
Yes, well, I don't know. Yeah. We'll sort it out. There's plenty plenty of grog up there in business, so you'll be well looked after.
All right, beautiful.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. It's lovely talking to you.
Very kind of you.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. I'll catch up soon.
Thank you.
Good on you, mate.
See you, Chris. Bye.
Now, what's funny, I've knocked it back.
No, you haven't. You're still sitting up there.
All right, I'll tell you what happened, Smarty. So after I hung up...
Oh, he's angry.
No, I'm not. No.
Angry.
I said no. I said I can't. I've got to sit with the people I'm going to Hong Kong with. I can't sit up the front and go, oh, by the way, enjoy economy, that you other 25 people. So what I did, as soon as I hung up from him, I was excited. I rang Kate. I said, Kate, you're going to Hong Kong business class. So that's for her. Wasn't
you
for
lied
me.
A little bit.
No, go on. Well, Alice the Wag, you ring Kate and ask her. So she's shattered. If she's listening to this, she's shattered right now because she was that excited.
No, she... Oh, so it's... Yeah, so
it's backfired.
No.
So I rang and said to my lovely wife, you're going to go business
class.
Now
you're going to have to borrow.
Yeah. I know. Exactly.
What time of the day was that phone call?
It was about 9:30.
Yeah, it was in the morning, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been in a rush then.
What do you mean?
Home.
What do you mean?
To get a rush to get on.
No. Well, sorry, Kate, you're not going business class.
No, I'll just buy a ticket.
Yeah, I might
just
have to.
Just buy her. Come on. She deserves it. Yeah. All she does for you.
See, that's what happens when you stitch up Alice. She gets you back, Dit. So,
yeah. Never work stitch me up again.
We like a laugh here at Triple M, and sometimes we have to do it at our own expense.
Our own expense.
Or your expense on this occasion, because you just... easy to prank, and you love giving to our show.
Do not want to hear
over the last month or so since we've been back on Triple M in 2020, you've been sharing some mishaps you've had on the speaking circuit around Adelaide this year, last year, even back a few years. I can think way back a few years ago when you did his first speech over at Kadena with Neil Curley. You thought you nailed it, and then you got a phone call from Terry Lindblom said that they actually wanted their money back.
Yep.
The speech was that bad, and you'd actually thought you nailed it, which was even more confusing. And then a couple of others, e.g. the local Rotary Club, wanted to get you up there to speak, and they gave you a warning, though, that, you know, don't be surprised if people fall asleep.
But they did. He said, don't be disappointed if a couple of people fall asleep.
Oh, no.
Right? What?
What do you mean?
He said, well, some people nod off. Afterwards, I sit down. I thought, well, that went okay. He said to me, well, no one fell asleep.
Yeah.
So I thought, right. Well, I have done a good job.
I've absolutely nailed
this.
That was a confidence booster after the Kadena episode where they wanted your money back. You were back then. You're back on the circuit stealing cash off organisations around Adelaide or doing freebies for people like the Rotary Club, who are very important in our community.
Yeah.
But then you told us a story about at a presentation where you dropped a massive trophy on stage. Mm.
They inducted this fellow into the Hall of Fame, Stephen Bowditch.
Squash Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Is there a big crowd there?
Yeah, believe it or not, there was, yes. Go on. Thousands. Anyway, it was a massive life-size poster of him with a plaque on it, and I dropped it, and it smashed into quite a few pieces. wasn't funny.
That wasn't great for your resume, that one. But then also, Dits, just, you know, you just keep giving. You went to do a speech only a couple of weeks ago, and the bloke who booked it had dementia and forgot that he'd even booked you. He double booked, in fact. Let's have a listen to that episode.
I get there, walked in, and this fella looked at me. What are you doing here? And I said, oh, I'm your speaker this morning. He said, are you? So this particular senior citizen bloke, I think, has got dementia.
And
he's looked at me. I said, yeah, you rang me a few weeks ago. He said, did I? This is absolute. So
how does this stuff just follow you around?
I just looked blank at him. I said, oh, I might have the wrong, because I didn't want him to feel bad. I said, oh, I've obviously messed this up. I've got the wrong. So I just went back to my car and drove home.
Just kept giving and giving, giving. So anyway, Alice and I thought, right, this is an opportunity. In about a week and a half's time, Dits has got to host the 100th.
This weekend.
Yeah, I know, but when we're planning you know, the prank, Dits, just let me tell the story. About a week and a half. So it took a lot of planning, this. This stuff doesn't just happen, Dits. It doesn't just roll out. We thought.
So you're very busy then, aren't you, obviously?
Yeah, we are getting content for the show.
A week and a half to do
this tour. So Dits has got to host Port Adelaide's biggest gala event in its 150-year history. No bigger event. And Daniel Norton, who is the general manager of media and communications at Port and also of Pranks.
Oh, I thought we were a good bloke.
We thought we'll ring him because he'll have to get in touch with Dits to talk about, you know, the event and the interviews and how it's all going to work. Yeah. Let's set him up and get Norts to say that, you know, they've heard a few of the rumours on Triple M, blah, 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 and they want to use someone else because we know that Dits would hate that because Dits grew up in the Port Adelaide club rooms. He loves the footy club. This would break his heart.
Hello.
It's Norts, mate, from Port Adelaide, bud. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
You got a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
So the Gale stuff, mate, I hate doing this, we'll bring this up now, but I got a conference call from the events team yesterday who are really concerned with you emceeing on Friday night.
Okay.
Look, apparently they've heard in recent times, and I don't know where they've heard this, some sort of promo or something, I don't know what's going on, but apparently you've emceed a few things in recent times and you've had to refund someone or and there was another one where did some memorabilia break or something or something random like that. Does that make sense?
What?
Helen told me from our events team that you had to refund the person or the company that you were emceeing for, and then there was another incident where someone fell asleep and...
Oh, my God.
Is any of that true?
Yeah, but it's a joke.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh,
no.
God. One of the boarders has heard this, rang the events guys. The events guys called me last night and said, mate, we've got to pull this. And I'm like, what's 2 or 3 days from the event? 1,600 people going. It's one of the biggest events in the club's history. I said, mate, I said, Ditch is Port Adelaide through and through. He's fine. Like he knows our product more than anybody. And they said, nah, it's too high risk. And then the other thing is there's Kane Corns who's chomping at the bit as well to MC, and he's been involved. So I don't know what to do, mate.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Mate, doesn't bother me. That's fine. I changed my life. Don't worry about it. But that's tell a board member well done. That's quite embarrassing.
So you're saying it's all that stuff's a joke?
Yes.
Because let me go back and I'll follow up. Can we leave it at that? I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Well, as I said, I reckon leave it. If Kane's that keen to do it, let him do it. Because I feel a bit flat now. That's just ridiculous. Do you know? I'll tell you. You've got to know what happened. You've got to know the story so you know what you're talking about. I told a funny story about I was invited to the Campbelltown Rotary Club on a Monday night to speak to them. When I got there, the bloke said to me, he said, you know what Rotary people are like? They're all sort of in their 80s and 90s. He said, don't be offended if some people nod off and go to sleep. I said, oh, mate, good as gold. I then did my speech. He said to me, he said, hell, no one went to sleep. I then said, well, geez, I must be good. That was a feather in my cap. That is the story I told on radio.
Well, somehow someone's got the wires crossed. They think someone fell asleep in the front row on the main table. This is the information that we've got. And that you're at some event at Kooyong and you dropped some $5,000 memorabilia piece that shattered everywhere. And you had to pay it back or something?
No. I know where this has come from. It's all a joke. Roo has been taking the piss out of me about my guest speaking. So last week, it's been an ongoing thing. Last week, I turned up at the Provis Club, who are all senior citizens, and this is where it's funny. They forgot that they'd engaged me. I got there, and the bloke that had rung me looked at me and said, what are you doing here? I said, oh, I'm your guest speaker. He said, oh, are you? I said, yeah. So every week, North, there's been one of these funny stories. It's an ongoing joke about my guest speaking experiences.
All right, okay. Obviously, everyone's got their wires crossed here. This is not ideal.
Yeah, but also, and Norts, look, now that you've settled this to me, that board member, please, if they can minute it at their meeting, that I'm actually a decent person, I'm not a high risk. Like, for God, that's embarrassing. I'm high risk. Jesus, I did your function last year. I've done plenty of functions over here. I don't think I've, you know, got up on stage and got my out or anything. Jesus Christ, that's... Anyway, it's not your fault. I'm not going to crack at you, but if that board member could actually rectify it and say, oh, actually, I got this totally wrong, that'd be nice.
Yeah, all right, mate. All right, mate. I've known you for years. I love your work, so, yeah. All right, mate, leave it with me.
Okay.
Sorry, mate.
See ya.
Thanks, dude. Bye.
Oh, hook, line, and sinker. Hang on. Hang on. I just need you to adjust those minutes, please. Board meeting number in our March board meeting. Just want to adjust these minutes here. Ditz is actually a very good person.
Can I tell you something? So after I've been stitched up, I went home. And I told Kate the story, and then when I got to the bit where, and I said, "Oh," and he did it really well. He said, "I'd be high risk," and she goes, "Well, you are." I looked and said, "Oh, thanks." So, my own wife.
Yeah. Anyway, we felt so bad for you, Ditch, because we actually felt so bad that we thought we better ring you back and reveal that it was a prank.
Hello,
Ditch, Norts again, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good.
I've got something to tell you, actually. I sorted that out pretty quickly. You with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mate, all that was just a prank. Roo put me up to that.
Oh, bullshit. You mate.
Roo put me up to that, so...
You
mate, yeah, I fell for you. I was like... This is killing me. This is killing me.
Oh, my God.
So, mate, you're on. We love you. You're on.
So
leave us now. We need you for Friday night.
Was that recorded?
Yes, hello.
Sorry, love you. Oh, Jesus. You wouldn't believe I'm shaking.
I feel terrible, and I'm like, oh, Ditch, I love you, mate. And, oh, I'm so sorry, mate.
You are the worst.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. I'll wait for you.
I will give you a call back, though. Thanks, mate.
Now, do you know what? I Googled all the board members' names.
The poor board members.
Yeah.
You were trying to work out
going,
who did it.
Which one of these
wouldn't
bastards?
Be him. He wouldn't do that.
I was thinking Darren Carr wouldn't do it to me.
No.
I was going through them all.
Anyway.
Well, well done. Very well done.
Oh, you got to have a laugh, Ditz.
Yes.
There you go. Well done.